Minnesota bluegrass folk rock band Trampled by Turtles is making a stop in Wisconsin tomorrow. They'll be playing a New Year's Eve show at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee.
The band was formed in 2003, and they've seen quite a bit of success on the Billboard Bluegrass chart, the top 10 charts, and they even landed at number 32 on the Billboard 200 pop charts with their sixth album, Stars and Satellites. Their seventh album, Wild Animals, was released this summer.
With us now is Ryan Young, fiddler and harmony vocalist with Trampled by Turtles. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I called you a bluegrass folk rock. I know for bands, sometimes having other people label you isn't always the way to go. How would you describe your sound in Trampled by Turtles?
Well, you know, nowadays with the internet, people can just, you know, get a pretty good idea of what bands sound like pretty much instantly. Just go to, you know, their website or to YouTube or whatever. And so, you know, I kind of think that, you know, the naming of genres is becoming more and more irrelevant. But if I had to, I guess I would just put us under the big umbrella of folk music or Americana. And then if people need something more specific than that, we'll usually say we sound something like bluegrass, but we never claim to be a bluegrass band, and we aren't.
Well, let's get a little taste of the music right off the bat here. One of the songs on the new album, Wild Animals, this one is Wait So Long.
I could never pretend that I don't love you. You could never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your troubles, taking it downtown every night. I could never place the stars at night above. Got my hands on the ground, and you know I'm right. You wait so long. You wait so long.
And that's one of the faster paced songs on the album. Is this, do you get, how much do you mix it up in terms of pace and tempo?
We have a little bit of everything. So a lot of times people, when they first hear the band, that's the type of song that they gravitate towards or like first. They that kind of song and that kind of pace gets their attention. But really, we have more slow songs than fast songs, and usually after they hear the fast ones and kind of get hooked by that, then they notice that we're good at writing slow songs too.
Get that change of pace. So I gather the band was started in part as a reaction to an act of larceny. Can you tell the story of the origin story of the band?
Sure. So it started when our guitar player and mandolin player started the band as just a duo. And it came about when our guitar player was playing a show with his rock and roll band. And he had some people helping him, you know, carry his gear out of the club into his vehicle. And somebody ended up walking off with his guitar and amp. So he was only left with an acoustic guitar at his house. That's the only other instrument he owned. So and at the time he was, you know, just a poor little college student and didn't have money to replace his gear. So he just ended up starting a folk duo with the mandolin player and then they played some shows as a duo and then eventually added the other three of us, and we became a five-piece, but that's how the band started.
A virtue out of necessity there. Does that make load-in a lot easier when you're not carrying all the big rock and roll amps in and out of the in and out of the club?
For sure, yeah. It's great. When we do use amplifiers on stage, and we have the full gear and everything. I mean, we don't have a drummer, but we do have a lot of gear nowadays, but back in the day when the band first started, it was great. We just would carry our instruments and that's it, you know. We just it was way easier load in and load out.
Now, speaking of known drummers, that's not entirely accurate. You used to play drums in a speed metal band. What was that change like, going from a metal drummer to a folk bluegrass fiddle player?
Well, for me, it was not that big of a change, although it seems like it would be. There's a lot of similarities. And there's a lot of things I learned being a drummer in a speed metal band that I applied to Trampled by Turtles.
How does that apply over?
Well, rhythmically, obviously, that's, you know, coming from the drummer's standpoint, that's just all rhythm. And I play my fiddle very rhythmically, very percussively, and there's just a way of thinking that I learned being a drummer. I get to apply some of that as a fiddle player.
Well, as we talk to Ryan Young from Trampled by Turtles, I'd like to get another taste of the music. Another one from the new album Wild Animals. This track is called Alone. We'll give a listen.
Summer breezes blow so tall. And the winter nights are cold and so long. In between the falling.
That change of pace we talked about earlier, not all the fast stuff. Ryan, how much do you think your music in Trampled by Turtles is shaped by, you know, your Midwest experience?
Well, it's hard to say exactly, but I would say all of it. it's an impossible thing to know, because you'd have to, like, start the band somewhere else from scratch and see what the difference would be. But all of us are Midwesterners, and all of us, you know, have experienced the same thing, you know, as far as, like, just being from this part of the country. And specifically, we're all from Minnesota and Wisconsin. So, you know, a lot of our lyrics were born out of, you know, the cold winters that we have to deal with, you know, and I think that's being inside in the winter is a great thing for creativity, because you're not distracted by, you know, some sunny California weather year round where you could just go out and do something fun. You'd have to, like, sit in your house and watch the snow and maybe write some tunes, you know.
Now, you've played major bluegrass and folk festivals, also some top line festivals, things like Coachella, Lollapalooza, and you've launched your own festival Palomino. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah, this last summer was the first one, and we have another one planned for next summer. And it's fantastic. We get to pick all of our favorite bands, and a lot of the bands last year were bands that we had actually played shows with before, and bands that we had a, you know, a personal relationship with. And so we're not only just fans of their music, but we're, you know, friends with them. So it was really fun to, you know, get these group of people together, because we don't see. We make friends with other bands all around the country and the world even, and we don't get to see them too often. So it was a chance to get everybody together that we're really friendly with and have a party.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Ryan, thank you so much. Have a good show tomorrow in Milwaukee.
Thank you very much.
That's Ryan Young, fiddler and vocalist with Midwest bluegrass folk rock band Trampled by Turtles. You can catch them at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee tomorrow, New Year's Eve. For info, go to the band's website, trampledbyturtles.com.